WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Military members, federal employees, and those who receive federal services and benefits are about to get hit hard. The partial government shutdown is in day one. And as our Erica Brown reports, Democrats and Republicans are blaming each other.
Some government offices went dark, with thousands of federal workers told to stay home. The Trump administration is also threatening mass firings as some government offices are shuttered. Republicans want to extend funding at current levels, but Democrats are holding out for concessions on health care, including extensions of Affordable Care Act subsidies and reversals of cuts to Medicaid.
The last government shutdown lasted a record 35 days. Terrence Johns, a Department of Agriculture employee in New Orleans, says he remembers it well.
You would think that debt holders would understand, hey, you're on furlough and all of that, but a lot of us had to go out and pick up extra jobs during that time.
In the Bronx, New York, a huge brick chimney running 20 stories up the side of an apartment building collapsed after an explosion. And though tons of debris plummeted to the ground when it happened around 8 this morning, somehow no one was hurt. Officials are still trying to determine if there was a gas leak. There's a new list of the books most banned by schools. Our Michael Wallace with where it's happening the most.
Pen America, a nonprofit that promotes free expression, says public school districts banned about 6,900 books last year. Just a couple of years ago, fewer than 3,000 were banned. Pen America calls it a disturbing normalization of censorship. Florida schools banned the most books, followed by Texas and Tennessee.
National Guard troops on the streets of Portland, Memphis, and President Trump says Chicago soon. Our Nicole Valdez is in Memphis with what she's seeing.
Now, we know that this federal task force was never meant to be just the National Guard and those boots on the ground, if you will. They are certainly said to be a part of this operation. They could be arriving here within the next 2 weeks, according to the Memphis police chief. But who we do see on the ground today are agencies, about 20 or so of them. And that includes the FBI, the ATF, the DEA.
Forecasters say Hurricane Imelda is strengthening just as it's about to hit Bermuda. That storm, along with Hurricane Umberto, which is farther out in the Atlantic, are generating dangerous rip currents here in the U.S. Meteorologist Andrew Kozak.
East Coast today and into the next couple of days, we still have some coastal flood watches and warnings. We also have advisories for some rough surf.
Jane Goodall has died. Known for her work with animals and the environment, she was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom just in January by then-President Joe Biden. Jane Goodall was 91. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program may only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it could end your debt nightmare and save you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. For free information and to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, simply go online and visit DRA.com or call 800-433-8909. 800-433-8909. Again, that's 800-433-8909.
Inflation interfering with dating.
A survey by the Kinsey Institute finds prices are so high, Gen Z and millennial singles are giving up on romance because it's too expensive. 43% say they're going on fewer dates. 37% say they're cutting back. With bar and restaurant prices soaring, drinks setting you back $15 or more these days, more than a third of young people blame the economy. Those who are coupled up aren't wasting time. Almost one in four say they're rushing their relationships and moving in together to save money, splitting the rent, groceries, and utilities. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
A teenager died in rural Iowa after he was shot by a fellow hunter who apparently mistook him for a squirrel. 17-year-old Carson Ryan was hunting squirrels outside Iowa City when gunfire from someone in his group struck him in the back of the head. His death is currently under investigation by the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. Matt Piper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and mild tonight, a low within a few degrees of 60. Mostly sunny and staying warm for tomorrow, a high in the mid-70s. We push into the 80s for the rest of the week and weekend, some rain chances towards Sunday. Currently, it's 66.
WRJN.
Well, since you put me down, I've been up doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But Ronnie, you look so fine, and I know I wouldn't take much time for you to help me, Ronnie, help me get her out of my heart.
Beach Boys, WRJN, local news, timeless hits, just after 7. Chris Morrow playing our Go for the Green and Gold text to win contest. It is fun to watch the texts roll in after I make the announcement. So get your Civic Media app ready and get all set to text me this word, hard to forget. You've got till 8 o'clock to get it to me via the Civic Media app. It's beer. B-E-E-R, beer, is this hour's multi-state keyword. Get a text to me. You could be entered to win the cash and gold jewelry prize or the grand prize of inside club seats to see Green Bay play Minnesota in November. The word this hour is beer, B-E-E-R. Let's tap one together, and good luck from WRJN.
Honey,
Radio Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. Seen James Taylor maybe four or five times over the years. Every time he plays this song, I'm glad he does. But it brings a tear to my eye, chokes me up. It's Fire and Rain from JT, WRJN.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. You just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again.
mind to an easy time. My back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see you, thought I'd see you.
It's the Tremolos on WRJN. Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. Brewers and Packers all have the week off. Brewers are getting ready for the NLDS that starts sometime on Saturday. I'll have exact times. I think I may have gotten them in my email before I came on the air. I'll double check. But they're planning to play Saturday, and I think it was going to be an evening game. And then the Packers are off this week, have a bye week to lick their wounds over that disastrous
It's a tie game in Dallas Sunday night. Either way, we are glad to carry both for you. Our Packer games are brought to you in part by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Union Grove, Lee's Deli, Main Street Bakery, Papa John's Pizza, Royal Construction LLC in the Lanes on 20. See the full Packer schedule online at WRJN.com.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Hi, it's me, Flo, here to tell you that with a Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, you get 24/7 protection, so you're covered no matter where the day takes you.
Even bad hair day?
Yep.
And tree branch fell on my car day?
Especially that day. Progressive has you covered 24/7 for your home and auto.
How about thought it was chicken, but it was tuna day? Or overnight construction outside my bedroom day?
Those days too.
Great, because that was each day this week.
Been there. Well, at least your home and auto are covered every day with Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white. The bright, blessed day, the dark, sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. Them grow, they'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Strong's version of What a Wonderful World, WRJN.
Your home for local news, timeless hits, Loving the Motown from Diana Ross.
Baby love, my baby love, why must we?
Get ready to go for the green and gold on WRJN. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Our Goal for the Green and Gold sponsors are Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind.
See you.
calisthenics with the Stones, Jumpin' Jack Flash. Chris Morrow going to get on the mellow side of things for a few songs here, starting with Simon and Garfunkel.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. Streets below, on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. I am a rock, I am an island. I've built walls, a fortress deep and mighty. That none may penetrate. I have no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. Feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock, I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my room, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island. And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
When the sun comes up on a sleepy little
Hits, Jan and Dean on WRJN, heading down to Surf City, and Chris Morrow. Looking forward to the Don Rosen Morning Show tomorrow between 6 and 9 a.m. Now sponsored every morning by the Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time. Kevin McDougall from Festival Hall, Festival Park, and Memorial Hall will be here tomorrow morning. Always fun to have Kevin on the air. We forget what a treasure we have in Festival Park right on Racine's Lakefront. Kevin will remind us some fun events coming up tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., the Don Rosen Morning Show, with Kevin McDougall as his guest tomorrow on WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity, and they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
For 98 years, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. Like the old country song says, money can buy me a boat, but...
can buy me love, love, can buy me love. I buy you a diamond ring, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Now buy me love. Love. Buy me love.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Still a few minutes to text our keyword for this hour. Beer to me via the Civic Media app. Get qualified to win the cash and gold jewelry or those inside club seats to see the Green and Gold play Minnesota in November. This hour's word is beer, B-E-E-R. Get it over to me via the Civic Media app and get entered to win from WRJN. Still to come, I've got the Guess Who, Three Dog Night, and Dion and the Belmonts, all following the 8 o'clock news on WRJN.
Thank you.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. The Jewish observance of Yom Kippur has begun, and that means we'll likely hear nothing on ending the government shutdown until at least Friday. Pennsylvania Democratic Senator John Fetterman says health care subsidies are a major sticking point.
We all collectively believe that we should extend those tax credits, but, you know, I don't believe that it's ever going to be a good choice to shut the government down.
Those credits are set to expire at the end of the year, and that would mean more than double premiums for subsidized enrollees. The shutdown means you may be turned away at U.S. national parks. One example from KCBS's Matt Bigler.
On the first day of the government shutdown, Alcatraz Island was closed for construction, but national park rangers were unsure when the rock would reopen. George Elvin, a cruise ship volunteer, says tourists will be surprised.
Oh, they'll be very disappointed. They will not be happy campers. Alcatraz is the most asked question.
Meanwhile, Muir Woods is closed indefinitely. Bigger national parks like Yosemite are expected to stay open, but with minimal staffing for safety and security. Matt Bigler for CBS News, San Francisco.
The Trump administration claims federal law enforcement officers have been successful in trying to rein in violent